Lecture topic, current fitness, part 2.
Betani, there has not left anyone which is the cause of deviation from the command of Allah. The ayat kareema I recited, Allah says, the one that will obey Allah and do good, Allah promises him a good life. The commentators in great detail have discussed this ayat. What is meant by a good life? If we study the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, then we'll find those two qualities which you and I term as a good life were not found in majority of them, health and wealth. You and I would term that as a prosperous life, health and wealth. Now the Quran says whoever obeys Allah will have a good life. If we study the lives of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, majority of them went through the life of poverty. That makes us understand that a good life necessarily does not have to mean a wealthy life. The Nabi of Allah's poverty was optional. The other day I gave one bayan and I spoke on this only, on this one point, that the Nabi of Allah's poverty was optional and the wisdom in opting for poverty. Why? He was not told that if you are given wealth, you won't be a Nabi. He was told, in shi'ta nabiyyan malika wa in shi'ta nabiyyan abda. We will give you an empire and a kingdom and we'll make you a Nabi. Or we'll keep you poor and make you a Nabi. So inevitably, nabuwat is your share. However, the choice is yours. You want it with wealth or without wealth. Yet he said he wants it with poverty. Why? Whereas he was told that with it will come your nabuwat. Be it, even if you are given the empire of this dunya, you still will be the Nabi of Allah. And not only for himself, for his children. Allahumma ja'al rizqa ali Muhammadin quta. Oh Allah, don't give my children above their need. Don't give them more than what they need. So much that they can love. Ma qalla wa kafa khayrun mimma kathura wa alha. Keep them how much they got and they can love and survive, it's enough. Not above that, oh Allah. What was the wisdom of this? When Musa alayhi salatu was salam was sent to Fir'aun and he refused the message, then Musa alayhi salam told Allah, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَأَهُ زِينَةً وَأَمْوَالًا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا رَبَّنَا لِيُضِلُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِكَ رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَى أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاشْدُدْ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. Oh Allah, you have given this man too much money. Till you will not convert his wealth into poverty and his health into sickness, he will never rub his forehead before you. Ya Allah, take that wealth away. Ya Allah, take that health away. And I am promising he will accept your oneness. And the Quran testifies, حتى إذا أدركه الغرق قال آمنت أنه لا إله أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين. When drowning overpowered Pharaoh, he said, I accept, none reserved or none has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. And he said, oh Allah, when that azab will come, he will bring iman. There was wisdom in what the Nabi of Allah had asked Allah. So if we study the life of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, it was a life of poverty. That makes us understand that wealth is not a good life. It could come also, but it doesn't necessarily have to come. Wealth is not the factor that will determine a good life. Then the second factor is that of health. If we study the lives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the hadith says, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَا. The people that were tested by Allah the most were the prophets. Take the life of Ayyub alayhi salam, which the Quran says, ni'ma al-abdu innahu awwab, the best servant. And Allah says, ni'ma. Ni'ma is used as a verb of praise, of alim madah. What a nice person is an Ayyub. One is I say, one is you say. Ya Allah is saying, what a nice person is an Ayyub. Innahu awwab, he always turns to me. How Allah tested him with sickness. وأيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين فاستجبنا له فكشفنا ما به من ضر وآتيناه أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة من عندنا وذكرى للعابدين. He had 14 children. Allah took all his children away. He had business. This is according to authentic narrations. I'm not going into Israeliyat. Allah took his children away. He had businesses. Allah took his business. He lost his house. And his health was going from bad to worse. He had to stay outside because of the flesh falling out from his skin. His wife used to serve him. One day his wife told him, oh, you make dua to Allah. 7 years of your sickness have left. Make dua to Allah that Allah must now decide your cure. Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam said, in the Hashia of Jalalain, this is mentioned, ma balagat muddatu musibati muddatu rakhai. My years of difficulty has not reached the years of ease and prosperity. Allah gave me 80 years of ease and prosperity, and Allah has only tested me with 8 years. When Allah tests me after 80 years, then I feel I reserve the right to ask Allah. But I think it's only fair that when 80 years I ate from him, now when he tests me, at least 80 years let me bear it patiently. After that, I'll open my mouth. And how does he make dua to Allah? Rabbi Massani al-Dur. Wallah, I have been afflicted with difficulty. Wa anta arhamur rahimin, and you are the most kind. I'm not going to say take the sickness away because it's from you and it is a form of ni'mat, although a disguised form in our understanding because we can't see the wisdom, we cannot understand it. Oh Allah, I am sick and you know that. You are the most kind. Allah removed that sickness and Allah gave him shifa and Allah gave life to all the children. وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ. And then Allah gave him another 14 children according to the riwayat of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So sickness came on Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. That makes us understand that a good life doesn't have to mean a healthy life. The question is that what is a good life? If a good life is not a wealthy life, and a good life is not a healthy life, then Maulana, what is a good life? This is it, brothers. We don't know what we're heading for. We don't know what we want. This Sanj Baitani in the Ummat. The ulama has mentioned two qualities which would determine a good life. Number one, the first quality, that this is a man who has been blessed and endowed with a good life, Allah Pak will give him contentment. Be it in health or sickness, be it in wealth or poverty, he will be happy on the condition that Allah has decided for him. And this is a quality which by me verbally uttering and you listening, neither I can achieve it, neither you can achieve it, neither we can purchase it, neither can someone sell it. Divinely Allah inspires it and divinely Allah snatches it. So as much as we know, one point I wanted to mention, which Maulana was making mention of the fitna of Dajjal. My Ustaz Maulana Sulaiman Choksi Damat Barakatuhim used to mention that many a time Shaitan injects this evil thought in our mind that the Nabi of Allah has described Dajjal by saying, إِنَّهُ أَعْوَرْ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَرْ. That he is one-eyed, and remember Allah is not one-eyed. مَعْهُ نَارٌ وَنَهْرٌ. He will have hell and paradise with him. He will tour the entire dunya in 40 days. يَوْمٌ كَسَنَةٍ وَيَوْمٌ كَشَهْرٍ. One day equivalent to a year, one day equivalent to a month, and one day equivalent to a week, and the 37 days equivalent to the 24 hours of a day. So many a time Shaitan makes us feel that when the Nabi of Allah has described Dajjal in so much detail, we won't miss him. When we see him, we'll make him out. But you are Dajjal. The Nabi of Allah told us, you're one-eyed. One day went so long, this is what you got. It's evident you're Dajjal. Allah must keep us away. And we rely that we will be protected from this fitna of Dajjal on the basis and on the grounds of the knowledge that we have regarding him. My Ustad used to say, Allah ki kasam is dhoke se nikal jao. Kisko pata nahi ki is zamana ka fitna maal hai, lekin kaun bachta hai? Who doesn't know that the fitna of this time is wealth, and who's abstaining from it because of having the knowledge? Who doesn't know that the Nabi of Allah said, ma taraktu ba'di fitna adarru ala rijal minan nisa. I have not left behind a greater challenge for the males of my ummah than the fitna of women. Who doesn't know this hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, but who has been protected from this fitna because of having the knowledge? So this is a deception. It's a delusion from the devil. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Aray iman walo, iman ke dhoke se nikal jao. Allah ki kasam jo tum iman samajhte ho, wallah iman nahi hai. Oh, the people of faith, come out of the deception of Iman. What you are regarding as Iman is wallah not Iman. A man is standing at the train, on the platform, he's sitting in his train, and another train passes by. When that train is moving, you feel you are also moving. Only when the train has moved, then you realize that, no, I am stationed. Likewise, brothers, now we all think we are moving. When we go in the grave, we'll know how much we moved. That's the time we know, we will know how much we have. فَسَوْفَ تَرَى إِذَا انْكَسَفَ الْغُبَارِ أَفَرَسٌ تَحْتَ رِجْلِكَ أَمْ حِمَارٌ. Allah forgive, every man is content with his amal. A man not reading Fajr, Mawlana, maybe I don't read Fajr, but Alhamdulillah, my other namaz is in the masjid. Maybe I don't read namaz, but one thing my children know, in Ramzan, no TV. Maybe my children don't go madrasa, but wallah, my money, apre rozima to bow chokkas, we are straight. Maybe my business is about corrupt, but my wife knows Saturday night, no outgoing. Each man has taken one command of Allah, comforted himself, consoled himself. Which man is ready to say, never mind my toilet, never mind my kitchen, never mind my lounge, you must see my bedroom. We have taken one aspect of deen, comforted ourselves, consoled ourselves, made the own qiyas, made the jawab of the qiyas, and made the decision of our salvation. Each man is comparing himself to that person who Allah has not made the basis of comparison. He doesn't read namaz, I read namaz. In a poira, they haven't seen namaz. Shukar, my children go for namaz. Look at his wife, Alhamdulillah, my wife doesn't leave the house. Allah didn't say compare with them. Allah says, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِهِ سَدَوْ. Tell them the wealthy must compare their wealth with Abu Bakr. Tell them the healthy must compare their strength with Khalid. Tell them they must compare their abilities with Bilal. Don't compare with today's Abu Bakr. Compare with the Abu Bakr of the Nabi of Allah. If you can meet his standard, you're in Jannah. If you can't meet him, your abode is something else. We are comparing with whom Allah hasn't made the basis of comparison. Who is the basis of comparison? وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. Tell them to bring Iman like that of Sahaba. They must compare with Sahaba. Compare your wife, you're comparing it to your neighbor's wife, compare it to the wife of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Compare your wife to the wife of Nabi alayhi salam, who is the daughter of Abu Bakr. You'll compare and give up comparing. There's no comparison. Brothers, when we go down, that's the time we'll realize what has happened and where we have deviated. The Nabi of Allah says, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best among you is the one that is the best to his wife, and I am the best to my wife. One day I was sitting and Allah put this thought in my mind. إِنْ كَانَ صَوَابًا فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ كَانَ خَطَأً فَمِنِّي وَمِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ مِنْهُ بَرِيْئَانِ. That the Nabi of Allah says, the best among you is the one who is the best to his wife. Allah reward the Nabi of Allah that he practically demonstrated what is meant by kindness to wife. He said he is the best to his wife. And then if we open up the books of hadith and we sit and look at those factors which you and I boast and brag about kindness to our wife. I fill her hands with jewelry. I take her for umrah. I furnish the house. Now if we study those aspects of the Nabi of Allah to his wife, then wallah, what he gave his wife, really we in our foolish understanding will term it as oppression. And the Nabi of Allah says, I am the most kind to my wife. That makes us understand that we don't know what is kindness. The food condition, the riwayat is in Bayhaqi. The hawalas I'm giving, brothers can check reference. Aisha radiallahu anha has two meals. Nabi alayhi salam says, Ya Aisha al-aklu fil yawmi marratayni min al-israf. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-muslifin. Aisha, you eating twice a day, you wasting your life in eating. Allah doesn't like people that are extravagant like this. That's the food attitude he had with Aisha. And he said, nobody has been more kind to anyone's wife as I have been to my wife. What is kindness then? The riwayat is in Mishkat. Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, describe the tahajjud of Nabi alayhi salam. فَلَا تَسْأَلْ عَنْ حُسْنِهِنَّ وَتُولِهِنَّ. Don't even ask me, it's beyond description. However, إِذَا سَجَدَ غَمَزَنِي. When he used to make sajda, with his Mubarak finger, he used to poke me. قَبَلْتُ رِجْلَايَ. I used to pull my feet in. When he used to stand up, I used to go in sajda. The room was so small. The room was so small. Wallah, it could not accommodate the Nabi of Allah making sajda also and me stretching my legs also. I had to pull my legs in, and then he made sajda. When he stood up, I pulled my legs in. That was the house, and that was the same quarters he gave to Aisha radiallahu anha, and he says, "Wa ana khayrukum li ahli." There is no one that is more kind to his wife than I am. Brothers, what is kindness? A man gives his wife everything. He hasn't taught her to commence a day with the name of Allah. There was a time when women were giving their children milk, standing and reading the Quran, taking Allah's name. The friends of Allah were born. Allah forgive today's mother, is such, today's father is such, in front of the devil box, saying wrong, looking at wrong, she is giving that masoom child milk. Today, tomorrow, that child grows up to be disobedient. We wonder where it started. The doctors tell us, the mother ate something gassy, the child is suffering from colic. How? But the mother ate it, how is the child suffering? Through the medium of milk, that gas travels through the milk. When the gas is going to travel through that milk, oh my mother and oh my sister, won't your tilawat also travel through that milk? Won't your amal travel through that milk? When the child is in your stomach, and the angel is asking Allah, مُخَلَّقَةٍ أَمْ غَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَةٍ, oh Allah, must we perfect the creation of this child, or must we send this child without eyes? At that crucial moment, when the angel is taking the permission of Allah, must this child be given eyes or not? At that time, oh my mother, you are busy looking at haram. If Allah so wanted, He could grudge your child because of your wrong. Lekin qurban ho us Rab ki rahmat par, Allah's kindness and Allah's mercy, He gives that child an equal chance. And He doesn't grudge the child on the wrong of the mother. Allah says, no, give that child and give him beautiful eyes also. Not only eyes, give him beautiful eyes, give him a fair chance. Why deprive that child? Our whole thinking has shifted away from the thinking of Nabi alayhi salam. Brothers, the first quality that will determine and define a good life is that of contentment. Ya bunayya in talabta al-ghina fatlubhu fil qana'ati fa innaha malun la yanfad. Oh my son, if you want wealth, search for it in contentment. It is unending wealth. Allah says, what is the condition of a kafir? Allah forgive. That is, has become our condition. Apart from following his base desires, as I mentioned in the beginning, Allah says he is not ready to suppress his evil and accept the truth. Rather, he wants to reverse the situation. وَلَوْ اتَّبَعَ الْحَقُّ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ لَفَسَدَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ. It is the desire of the evil doers that the haq and the truth must follow false and batil. They want to reverse the situation. Allah told Nabi alayhi salam, وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودِ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. Oh my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Yahud will never be pleased with you until you don't become a Yahud. There's no other way you will impress him. And the Nasara will never and never be happy. The word lan is used, the ulama will tell you, it comes to negate with emphasis in Arabic. وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. Until you don't become a Nasara, he'll never be happy with you. That is the subtle planning of the enemies of Islam. And the irony of the whole thing is, we are accepting it with open arms. We don't question it, we don't... What is being presented to us, we take it as guidance from Allah. And what the Nabi of Allah has brought, we are still trying to debate, should it be done or not? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That is why, brothers, there is no peace, there is no understanding, there is no muhabbat. The first quality that will define a good life is contentment. One person came to Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, and he gave him some money and he said, Hazrat, make dua for me. What dua? Allah must give me more money. Hazrat said, but I'm better than you. I don't have and I don't want. You got and you want more. I don't have and I don't want. Really, I'm happy. I don't want. You got and you want. Allah must give you more. I'm better off, man. Man is so caught up. There's an incident written in one masjid I read. The father comes home tired. The son comes, Abba, can I speak to you? Ji. I'm going to ask you an unusual question today. How much money do you earn per hour? Who are you to ask me? When I'm busy, I got so much things to do. What do you want to know? I'm just asking you, if you feel that I deserve the answer, then tell it to me. Otherwise, no problem, I'll go away. Since seeing you nagging, you're happy, I earn 20 rand an hour. Alright, Abba, second question. I want to ask you, can you give me 10 rand, please? For what you want? You want to buy toys? You want to buy? Hey, I can't. I got 100 things to pay and this and that. I haven't got money to waste. Go from here. So the child went away, ate, slept, went away in his bed. After all, the guilt struck the father and he says, after all, it's my son. If I'm not going to give him, who will give him? So he comes to the son and he taps him on the shoulder in the night. Says, Dikra, you're sleeping? No, but I'm awake. Make me maaf, ma. I'm feeling so hurt that you asked me and I didn't give you, but here's 10 rand. When the son left the pillow, there was another 10 rand note there. So he says, but there you had 10 rand. Why you want another one? He says, Abba, I've got 20 rand now. Tomorrow, I want you to come 1 hour early. I'll pay you for 1 hour, but I want to see your face on the dining table. You're too famous and you're too occupied. The world has you. I don't know when last I had supper with you. I've been saving this money. I want to buy 1 hour from you. Oh, my father, I want to buy 1 hour from you. Can I be lucky enough that before my eyes close, I can sit with you? سَيَذِلُّ عِبْرَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. This is where the greed of the dunya will take insan. Never mind deen, there won't be time for dunya in our families. The first quality is contentment that will divinely come on the itaat of Allah and nothing else. Brothers, let us get rid of everything that is inviting Allah's wrath. Before our time will come, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, هَلْ تَنْتَذِرُونَ إِلَّا فَقْرًا مُنْسِيًا أَوْ غِنًا مُتْغِيًا أَوْ هَرَمًا مُفْنِدًا أَوْ مَوْتًا مُجْهِزًا. Allah Pak will bring such sickness on you that even if you want to obey Him, you will be crippled and you will be deprived of prostration before Allah. Stand up and rub your forehead before Allah. Before a time comes that Allah gives you such a sickness, you will be restricted from putting your forehead, which is the izzat of Ibn Adam, to rub this forehead before Allah. Allah will bring such poverty that will make you forget Allah. And the second quality that will determine and define, a good life is that whatever condition comes on a man, Allah will give him the ability to focus on the reward promised by Allah on this condition. So if he's sick, he will look at the reward of akhirat. If he's poor, he will look at the reward of poverty. If he loses his beloved, he will look at the reward. Constantly his gaze will be on ihtisab. Man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaba. Man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaba. With the total awareness of what Allah has promised for me on this condition. I am fasting, what has Allah kept for me? I have lost my beloved, what has Allah kept for me? I am going through sickness, what has Allah kept for me? I have been tested in my business, what has Allah kept? That person whose focus is on akhirat, constantly, perpetually, this is a sign that Allah Pak has now decided a good life for him in this dunya. At every moment his focus will be on akhirat, which was the condition of Sahaba Ikram. رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. And if we take the other ayat of the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. That man who disobeyed Allah, Allah says we will give him a narrowed life. The ulama here again have debated. If we look at the life of a kafir, it is a vast life. And Allah says he will be given a narrowed life. What does Allah refer to as a narrowed life? When the kafir who has transgressed all the limits of Allah has the most vast life in our apparent view, what we can see around us. Sa'id ibn Jubair rahimahumullah, which Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has quoted in his Ma'arif al-Quran on the authority of this tabi'i. He says, what is meant by ma'ishatan dhanka, a narrowed life? Despite owning everything, Allah Pak will deprive him of contentment. So he will own an empire, but still he will not take the sleeping pill, his eyes will not close. Who's more lucky, brothers? The man who's living hand to mouth, who doesn't have his own house, he's renting. Nobody owes him, he owes no one. But he sleeps so deep that if he doesn't on the alarm, he won't get up. And this man is in such pareshani that until he doesn't take the sleeping pill, there's no question of him falling off to sleep. Who is the king? The man who doesn't have control over sleep. What control does he have over the dunya? Who cannot bring sleep to himself. And this man is such by, he has to put the alarm and tell this one, you better phone me, you better tap me, and you better on that alarm. Me, I sleep very deep. Who has peace? Who has life? Brothers, we have been, the nazam that was read, the fashion has made us blind. Everybody is running. The question is, how long are we going to run this way? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Mu'adh, in aradta aisha suhada, wa meetata shuhada, wa nnajata yawm al-hashri,
Oh Muadh, in arataisha su'ada, if you want an honorable life in this dunya, and you want the death of a martyrdom, wa najata yawm al-hasri, and you want salvation on the day of Qiyamah, when some will be saying, ya waylana man ba'athana min marqadina, who woke us up from this grave? Some will be saying, hadha ma wa'ada ar-rahman wa sadaqa al-mursalun, this is the day we were desiring, anticipating and anxiously awaiting. Some will be saying, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا قَالُوا رَبَّنَا غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِّينَ. Oh Allah, we evil overpowered us, take us out. قَالَ اخْسَأُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. Allah will say, silent, there is no chance of you coming out of here. Some will be saying this, some will be saying that. Oh Muaz, if you want peace on that day, protection from Faza'ul Akbar, the supreme horror, وَالنَّجَاةَ يَوْمِ الْحَشْرِ وَالْأَمْنَ يَوْمِ الْخَوْفِ, security on the day of fear. What security can the security of this dunya offer? وَالْأَمْنَ يَوْمِ الْخَوْفِ وَالنُّورَ يَوْمِ الظُّلُمَاتِ, light on the day of darkness. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِثْ مِن نُورِكُمْ. When the kafir and the munafiq will tell the believer, we are in so much darkness, we can't walk. Just look at us, your face is so radiant. By you looking at us, we will find our direction. It will be said, قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ, go and move, there's no light for you. بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ فِي الظُّلْمِ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Give glad tidings to those men who frequent the masjid in the hours of darkness, of perfect light on the day of Qiyamah. وَالنُّورَ يَوْمَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالظِّلَّ يَوْمَ الْحَرُورِ. And you want shade. Whose shade? Allah's shade. Which day when the sun will be above your head? وَالرِّيَّ يَوْمَ الْعَطْشِ, and quenching your thirst on the day of thirst. Whose water? The water of Nabi alayhi salam. أَكْوَابُهُ عَدَدَ نُجُومِ السَّمَاءِ, the utensils equivalent to the stars in the skies. مَنْ شَرِبَ شُرْبَةً لَمْ يَزْمَعْ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا, whoever will take one sip will never experience the agony of thirst again. عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا, the river of Salsabil. كَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِين, the spring of Ma'in. يُسْقَوْنَ مِن رَحِيق, the spring of Rahiq. And Allah make us among those fortunate people who Allah says, وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. There will be those whom Allah Himself will give water and say, oh my banda, are you happy what I've kept for you? The real kamyabi is Jannat. In this dunya, a man can own everything, but there's someone that is making hasad for him. How can you stop that? How can you stop hearing something you don't want to hear, but it's another man's tongue? How are you going to stop him? That is why the Quran says, when the jannati will enter, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّ الْحُزَنِ إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Allah has removed grief. Now there will be different ranks in jannat. Some will be in the lowest jannat, some will be in the highest jannat. But Allah says, don't worry. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. I will remove malice, hatred, jealousy. So a man will see someone higher than him in jannat, but he won't be jealous for him. Then Allah says, sometimes you have to hear something undesirable from someone. Allah says, don't worry. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما. You will only hear peace amongst yourself. Allah says, the malaika will come. والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب. سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقب الدار. Peace amongst themselves. Peace from the malaika. And brothers, the climax of joy will be Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim. Allah Himself will greet His banda. Say, oh my Ahmad, oh my Yusuf, oh my Fatima, are you happy with what I have prepared for you? The joy that there will be in Allah's greeting, a man will forget all the bounties of Jannat. Ibn Kathir says, for 40 years, his eyes will be glued at the countenance of Allah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked Allah, Allah cast his tajalli on that mountain. With reference to Tirmizi Sharif, Nabi alayhi salam said, Allah cast a fraction of his countenance equivalent to the tip of my baby finger. How much did Allah cast on that mountain? A fraction of my baby finger. the effect of that countenance was, the Quran says, جَعَلَهُ دَكَّا. It shattered into pieces and Musa collapsed. Can you imagine when you and I, with these napak eyes, will be seeing Allah in His totality? What would be the climax of joy? And the Quran says in the same breath, the greatest regret for a kafir, wallah, on that day will be, كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. That the kafir will be deprived of seeing his own Allah. He will tolerate Jahannam and the punishment of Jahannam, but he will be deprived of the sight of his own Allah, which itself will be a great torment. O Mu'az, if you want peace on that day, وَالْهُدَىٰ يَوْمَ الظَّلَالَ, and guidance on the day of deviation, فَدْرُسِ الْقُرْآنِ, hold on to the book of Allah, فَإِنَّهُ ذِكْرُ الرَّحْمَانِ, the best form of remembering Allah, bring in the obedience of Allah. مَنْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ ذَكَرَ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ قَلَّتْ صَلَاتُهُ وَصِيَامُهُ وَتِلَاوَتُهُ لِلْقُرْآنِ, كَنْزُ الْعُمَّالِ, وَمَنْ عَسَى اللَّهِ فَلَمْ يَذْكُرْهُ وَإِنْ كَثُرَتْ صَلَاتُهُ وَصِيَامُهُ وَتِلَاوَتُهُ لِلْقُرْآنِ. The one that has obeyed Allah has glorified Allah, even if he does not perform optional prayers in abundance. And the one that has disobeyed Allah has not remembered Allah, even if he's finishing tasbih after tasbih, making the zikr of Allah. What is the zikr of Allah? The awareness of Allah. What is the awareness of Allah? The obedience of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, hold on to the Quran. Is that in the dunya? Is that when we leave this dunya? The riwayat of Kanzul Ummal, إِذَا مَاتَ صَاحِبُ الْقُرْآنِ. When the boy who has preserved the Quran leaves the dunya, أَوْحَ اللَّهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ, Allah inspires that qabrastan and that grave where this amanat will be lowered. أَلَّا تَأْكُلِي لَحْمَهُ, قَالَتْ إِلَهِ كَيْفَ أَأْكُلُ لَحْمَهُ وَكَلَامُكَ فِي جَوْفِهِ. Allah tells the earth, kings and emperors and rulers will come, those that use deodorants worth thousands of rands, and open that grave after 3 days, wallah, the entire qabristan will be smelling with the odor that will come up from that body, which it was a man's pride to touch or to walk close to him. The man who was dressed in garments worth thousands of rands opened that qabristan, and such an odor that the entire graveyard will be smelling. But when this hafiz will be lowered in the grave, my Nabi said 1400 years ago, Allah first tells that ground, أَوْحَ اللَّهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَلَّا تَأْكُلِي لَحْمَهُ, you dare feed on the body of this hafiz. قَالَتْ إِلَهِ كَيْفَ أَكُلُ لَحْمَهُ, wallah, you are reprimanding me, you are admonishing me, how can I ever take the guts of doing it when he's got your kalam? There's no question of me touching his body. How can I even entertain the thought of Allah when your words are there? How can I come close? I will make his ikram and his izzat. Izzat in this dunya, under the commentary of this verse, where Allah Pak says that when insan comes in this dunya, وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَلِ الْعُمُرِ, that you are then categorized into 3 categories. Allah speaks about it in detail. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً, we made that filthy fluid into blood clot. فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً, we made it into piece of flesh. فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا, we made it into bones. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا, and then we put flesh over it. And till this stage it was it. It wasn't human, it was it. ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرٍ, then from it we made it insan. We placed the ruh, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا, we made him one that could see, we made him one that could hear. Then we took him out. How? وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Helpless, innocent, he can't do anything. Then Allah says, some of you we took away in this dunya before reaching the age of his strength. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ ثُمَّ لِتَبْلُغُوا أَشُدَّكُمْ ثُمَّ لِتَكُونُوا شُيُوخًا. Some went till the age of his strength, 15, 20. And some Allah says, we take them right up to old age. And whoever we give old age to, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. If we give him old age, we repeat childhood with him in his old age. لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ بَعْدَ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا, so that he understands. You came ignorant, you going ignorant. Don't be deceived with what you had for a temporary period. And that also we gave. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. We gave you. And on top of it, وَلَئِنْ شِئْنَا لَنَذْهَبَنَّ. We'll snatch it also. It's our choice.
He becomes arrogant about his profession. And when he leaves this dunya, he becomes ignorant about his basic necessities. Never mind his profession. He can't differentiate between his son and his grandson. And there was a time he was boasting about his profession. The profession is one side, he can't differentiate, is this night and day. Is this my son or is this my grandson? Is this my daughter or is this my granddaughter? ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. We will take him to that age where we will repeat childhood with him.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ.
The Nabi of Allah has asked Allah protection from such old age where a person loses his faculties, where a person loses his sight, where a person loses his hearing. Nabi alayhi salam has repeatedly asked Allah Pak protection from this. Ikrama, I'm quoting on the authority of Ikrama rahmatullah alayhi, under the commentary of this verse,
illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, ay illa alladhina qara'u al-Quran,
those that will make the Quran their guidance, read the Quran, practice the Quran, implement the Quran, Allah Pak will keep all their ni'mat and restore all their ni'mat until they leave this dunya.
In the riwayat of Kanzul Ummal, man adama an-nadhra fil mushafi mutti'a bi basarihi ma dama fi dunya.
He who will constantly look in the Quran, Allah Pak will strengthen his eyesight and Allah will preserve his eyesight as long as he lives. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, u'tu a'yunakum haddaha min al-ibada an-nadhra fil mushaf.
Give your eyes a share of ibadat.
Eye is that organ through which we do wrong and we don't do good. The tongue, we speak wrong and we make zikr. But the eyes, we're only looking at wrong. How much ibadat do we do? Nabi alayhi salam says, allow your eyes also to make the ibadat of Allah by looking in the Quran. My respected brothers and elders, I can speak like this really, not on my own strength, on what is in Quran and Hadith. The Quran and Hadith is filled. The message that is to be taken from our program tonight is that we have to come back onto the divine guidance of Allah and Allah's Rasul. Man's thinking is full of error. Man is trial and error. He tries this, then he does this. He tries this, then he does this. Allah's everything is divine. Allah's every quality, Allah's every... لا يشغله سمع عن سمع ولا قول عن قول. Man has two ears and he cannot listen to two people at one time. Allah is free from ears and Allah listens to the entire creation. باختلاف لغاتها ولهجاتها. One person, not two people. One person speaks to us in our language but a different accent, it becomes difficult to comprehend. I know personally when I was in Australia, when the brothers used to phone home, at times I don't know was I answering right or wrong because I didn't know what he was saying. A person speaks in your own language, one person but a different accent only, and our knowledge is defeated. Man is arrogant about his knowledge. You ask him, how many eyes? I got two. How many ears? Two. How many strands of hair on your body? When were you born? I was born in 1945. When will you die? Where were you born? I was born in South Africa. Where will you die? Defeated. His knowledge is finished. Helpless. His faculties are exhausted. What gives man arrogance? And Allah says that he is controlling the skies and the earth. If he wanted, he could compel man on guidance also. But Allah gave man a choice. For nothing else. Hunger. For food, Allah gave man no choice. There's something like hunger that will force you to eat. For drinking, man has no choice. You won't drink. Thirst will compel you to drink. A person doesn't want to sleep 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Tiredness will compel you to sleep. But Allah hasn't done so with hidayat. Allah has given us a fair chance. A man makes zina, nobody is going to hit him that now he thinks immediately. Allah has given us a chance. Allah has given us an opportunity. Brothers, we are going to be answerable before Allah. Allah give us the tawfiq and the ability of holding fast onto the divine guidance of Allah and Allah's Rasul. Allah give us the tawfiq of implementing everything that was said. Allah give us the ability to look with the eye of Nabi alayhi salam. مَا نَحَلَ وَالِدٌ وَلَدًا أَفْضَلَ مِنْ أَدَبٍ حَسَنٍ. Nabi alayhi salam says, every father is giving a prize and a gift. No father has given his son a better prize and a better gift than good manners. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. He make our children the coolness of our eyes. And may Allah protect us from all the fitnas that are surrounding us. The fitnas that are yet to come. Allah keep us with our iman, our children, our generations to come. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the ability of practicing the correct religion and projecting and promoting the correct religion. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اجعل أولادنا برا تقيا وأنبتهم في الإسلام نباتا حسنا. اللهم اجعل أولادنا برا تقيا وأنبتهم في الإسلام نباتا حسنا. اللهم طيب لنا كسبنا وقنعنا بما رزقتنا. اللهم طيب لنا كسبنا وقنعنا بما رزقتنا. اللهم طيب لنا كسبنا وقنعنا بما رزقتنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم ما قصر عنه رأينا ولم تبلغه مسألتنا من خيري الدنيا والآخرة فاجعل لنا منه أوفر الحظ والنصيب. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.